Thank you for listening to Gateway City Church Online today. We hope this message will be a blessing to you and draw you closer to God. Here are some highlights and prophetic ministry from this service.
I just want to take like 30 seconds. Actually, I feel it really, really impressed on my heart, and I even felt it yesterday, to actually pray for our pastor and our apostle. You know, in the Old Testament, when the Israelites were crossing the Jordan, it was the priests that had to carry this 200-pound box and step into the river while it was still flowing. And once they stepped into the middle of the river, and this wasn't like a baby creek. This was like a roaring river. And once they stepped into the river, that water stopped in order for the Israelites to be able to pass over. And 2 million people, did that take 6 hours, 12 hours? And those priests were just faithfully holding the presence of God, 200 pounds on their shoulders. And our pastor and our apostle represent probably a couple of dozen churches, leaders that look to them, and some of them in crisis, like the kind of crisis where you just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And that's a lot of pressure. And even I know that there's one leader that's coming to our pastor right now and saying, just tell me what to do, tell me what to do. And he's, you know, representing maybe 100 people in his congregation, and stuff like that happens on a regular basis. So I just feel like if we could stretch our hands towards our pastor and our apostle, I just want to pray for them. I just want to pray for them that God will give them wisdom. Father God, thank you so much that you have given us leaders who are leaders of leaders. Thank you, God, for the blessing of our pastor and our apostle, who even other churches go to, and you've put such a grace on them even to welcome other pastors and say, I'm here for you. They have so much going on just in their own lives, in their own church, in their own families, but God, you have given them such a grace. Thank you, God, so much for these leaders. God, I just pray wisdom, Lord. I pray for your divine download, God. I pray for grace. I pray, God, that you'd give them peace even as they think through these difficult decisions, even as they ask you what to do, representing these other churches and these other leaders, God. Thank you so much that you have given them this incredible mantle, God. And I just rebuke the enemy that would try to come in and try to tear apart these congregations. And I just say, yes, be gone, enemy. You have no place in the house of God. And I thank you so much that Gateway is a strong, healthy church, largely due to our apostle and our lead pastor. And you have made it so healthy and so vibrant and so strong that we can support other churches. So, Father God, I pray for strength, I pray for grace, and I pray for supernatural wisdom in the name of Jesus. Just give them clarity right now in the name of Jesus for these questions when these leaders come to them. And I thank you, Father God, that you are going to give them the right answers, Lord, not only to lead these pastors, but really, really to lead all of these other people. I couldn't imagine if something happened in Gateway and there was a church split or just dissipation or whatever, that'd be devastating, God. So I thank you so much for these leaders who can guide and strengthen and counsel other pastors in the area. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just want to give a prophetic word also. Just you can be seated. I feel like this might be for business people. I'm not sure if there are people in this room that are making really important decisions right now. It's personal business, but you have decisions that you need to make. And I feel like God is releasing faith for you to be able to take the step that you're considering taking, and that God wants to back you up. You've been in a very narrow place, so the word of the Lord comes. You've been in a very narrow place where there haven't been many choices, and you've been being driven along just by necessity, but the Lord is bringing you into a wide open place of many, many opportunities and many open doors. And the Lord says, behold, I've set it before you just like the land was set before Joshua. And I hear the Lord saying, go in and take the land. It's yours. Everywhere you put your foot, I'm going to be with you. The Lord says, you don't have to fear the giants. As long as you will obey me, as long as you will follow me, as long as you will listen to my voice, I will give you victory after victory after victory. The Lord says, don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. Don't draw back in this hour, for I am putting upon you a mantle of favor. I'm putting upon you the ability to handle more responsibility, more opportunity. My hand is on you, and as you take your steps of faith, you will succeed through my power, says the Lord your God. How many will receive that this morning? Amen. Boy, I feel the presence of an almighty God here today. We exalt him this morning. This morning, as we were singing that song, you can just take a seat, as we were singing that song about he comforts those in need, I just really connected with that, and I felt like the Holy Spirit was here to comfort those who are in need. You may have come today just with a heavy heart. You may have just gotten some bad news. You may be not feeling well today. You may be exhausted. You may be drained, just stressed out, whatever it is. And there is a place in God, beloved, where you can just draw near to him, just get close to him, and just kind of just draw strength from his comfort, and he's here. So if you're just in a place where you just need a touch from God and you wouldn't mind other people knowing it, I'm just going to invite you to just stand and just receive prayer right now. We're going to have special prayer. If you're going through a hard time, you just say, man, I need a touch from God today. I came in pain. I came in trouble. I came in stress. And I just am believing for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. If you're just standing near somebody who's standing and you love them, that's your brother, your sister, just stretch a hand out toward them and let's pray together and let's believe for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Father, right now in the strong name of Jesus, we proclaim that you are our shelter in a storm. You're one to whom we can run when we're in such pain and when we're in such need and when life isn't making sense, and we can just cast our cares on you, Lord, and you will comfort and you will strengthen. Lord, we pray together for the sick today. We pray together for those that are discouraged and just in a weak place, a broken place. And Lord, we just declare your mighty strength and peace, Lord, upon every person that's hurting. And Lord, as we're praying for those around us, we also pray for our family members. Lord, we're thinking of people right now that they're not here, but they need a touch. And so we lift up the broken and the hurting and the needy right now all over this city and all in our family. And we pray for the lost to be saved. And we pray for them to come to Christ. And we pray for them to be filled with joy and healing and peace. Lord, do this now by your mighty Holy Spirit. And do it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. We reach up with the hand of faith. We lay hold on your provision, and we take it and receive it as our own through Christ. And we declare that our needs are met and that we are comforted by the living God and by his presence through the Spirit. And we praise you for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everyone that agrees, say amen. Can we give the Lord one more hand clap this morning? Let's rejoice together in God's goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Now let's go into the service for today's message.
Let's get our Bibles and let's grab a teaching outline. I want to welcome everybody that's joining us by live stream and everybody that's in the cafe. We got live stream up and running now. That's working good. Thank you all techies and nerdies that are helping us get all that straight. Thank you TV crew and we really appreciate that. We're here in the auditorium at Gateway, and God bless you if you're listening from the Santa Rosa campus. We're excited to be bringing you also teaching week after week, and we've been talking about the topic of God's greatness. We've been singing about how great God is. My contention is that if we see God as great, then our problems will look pretty small, and we'll live a pretty happy life if we see really how great God is. So we started this conversation on Resurrection Sunday, talking about his great power and the resurrection power that brought Christ out of the grave. Then one Sunday I taught on miracles, and we believe in miracles, amen? And then last week we had beautiful Dr. Susan Richards praying for people. We believe God's great power is able to heal. And today I want to talk to you about the subject of revelation. God's great power to give us revelation, not the book of Revelation, of course, but the anointing of revelation that comes through the Holy Spirit. And I want to unpack what this is and how it can help your life, how it can change your life and move you from a powerless experience in your Christian faith to a powerful experience in your Christian faith. Without revelation, you will not experience God's great power. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 1, and there is no way I'm going to finish this message. I'm just telling you that right now. I said things today that I felt prompted to say, and that means things that I had planned to say, I won't have time to say them. All right, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles. But I will say as much as I can in the time that we have. And I believe at the end, when we have prayer together, even though I may not be able to finish this message, when we have prayer together, I believe the Holy Spirit's going to touch us in a significant way. And if you're here today and you have any doubt about your relationship with Jesus Christ, maybe there's a place in you that's not sure if you're saved, we want to pray with you today and help you to have the assurance of God's love and forgiveness and salvation. All of that is going to happen before we let go. But here's, speaking of prayer, here's a prayer that Paul the Apostle prayed. So let's look at it. It's Ephesians chapter 1. He says, "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my," what? "In my prayer." So Paul's kind of a long-winded preacher. He's a little bit like me. He takes a long time to say what he's trying to say. What he's saying is, I'm praying for you. You're a believer. You're full of love. You know Jesus Christ. I'm praying for you. And then we go on. "I'm making mention of you in my prayers. And here's what I'm praying, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation." So Paul says, you've got love, you've got faith, and you're serving the Lord. Now, I'm praying that you'll really catch this. I pray that you will get revelation. I pray that you will get spiritual understanding in the knowledge of him. He's speaking of Christ. And he goes on. "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling." In other words, you are called, and that calling gives you hope, and I want you to know what that calling is. "The hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness," everyone say greatness, "the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe." Again, long sentence, brilliant guy, not a short sentence guy, okay? Very brilliant, long sentences. Here's what he's saying. You are saved. You love God. I am praying for you, and here's what I'm praying, that you will experience supernatural revelation in your life so that you will know what Christ has done for you. And so that you will understand the power of God and how it works. I'm praying that you will experience revelation and power in your life. My question for you today, are you the kind of Christian that loves God, knows Jesus, but is not experiencing power? If so, there is more for you in God. There is so much more, and Paul is saying, I want you not just to know Jesus and to be saved, but I want you to experience the revelation of the Holy Spirit so you can know how much power God has given you. I want to start with a story from the 19th century. In the 19th century, a scientist you probably have heard of, Louis Pasteur, he had a theory, he had a belief that there existed in the world tiny microscopic organisms that caused disease. That people were getting sick because of these little things that were so tiny that you can't see them with your naked eye. But just because you can't see them doesn't mean they're not there. They are there, even though you can't see them. And Pasteur said, I believe they're there. And when he took his initial theory to the medical community and the scientific community of the day, they laughed at him and they said, the world into which you are trying to take us is really too fantastic. In other words, Louis Pasteur, we don't buy it. All your little special tiny friends that make people sick, we don't think it. It's true. But Pasteur believed in something that he couldn't see. He had a reason for believing that something existed, though he could not put his finger on it. And he started conducting experiments, and in the course of his experimentation, literally proved that his theory was right, and he proved that there were disease-causing microscopic organisms. And then he invented medicine, and now when we drink our skim milk, it's pasteurized. Because he invented the process by which we take those pathogens out of milk supply and food supply, etc. And now he's hailed as a genius and a person who invented medicines and did more good for sick and hurting people than probably any person in modern history. Because he believed in something that he couldn't see, but he stayed with his belief. Now, Jesus Christ came in very much the same way. Jesus Christ came to the earth explaining things about the kingdom of God that people could not see. But he said, let me tell you, this is how it is. And there he faced critics, just like Pasteur faced. Jesus faced critics called Pharisees and Sadducees and unbelievers who just simply said, I don't buy what you are saying. But Jesus stuck to his guns. And he said, let me tell you, here's what the kingdom of God is like. And religion is telling you this, and this is what you see, you know, with your eyes, and this is what people are always saying. But let me tell you, this is how it is. And though you cannot see it, the kingdom of God is all around you. So he started to explain to people, hey, there is something that you cannot see that is just as real. In fact, it is more real than what you can see. And they mocked him and they resisted him. But Jesus stood up to them and he explained the source and the problem in their life. He said this, you don't understand because you don't know what the scriptures say. And you don't know about what? The power of God. Now, here's what I want us to understand. In order for you and I to experience God's power, we're going to have to believe in some things that we cannot see. We're going to have to take an expert's word for it. And this is why Paul is saying, I know, he said, you love Jesus, and I've heard about your faith and your salvation. And he said, I'm praying for you, but I am praying that the eyes of your understanding will be opened up to see even more of what God has for you. Because the reason you do not live a life of power, though you are saved, is because you have not yet seen what God wants you to see. And Paul says, I'm praying that you will see it. I'm praying that it be revealed to you supernaturally. So here's what I want us to understand today. We need supernatural revelation in our Christian experience. We need supernatural. This is what Paul is praying for, that we would see things that we can't see. That our eyes would be open to certain things that Jesus talks about and that the Bible describes. It may not be something that we can touch with our hand, but it is just so real. And that thing is the power of God that we can experience, and it will move us into a place of maturity. It will move us forward in our Christian life. Are you the kind of a person who, like a Pharisee, says, well, I don't see it, I've never heard of it, and I don't think it's real? Or are you the kind of person that says, Lord, I want you to open my eyes and show me a whole world that I've never seen before? I want to experience your power. How many would like to experience the power of God? See, that's what it's all about. And this explains why so many Christians, they do love the Lord and they are followers of Jesus, but they're not experiencing God's miracle power. They're not experiencing revelation. They're not experiencing blessings and favor and so many things that God really has for us. And this is why Paul is on his knees saying, I'm praying that you guys will get this. So if Paul is praying that we'll get it, how many think we ought to get it? So let's talk about this issue of revelation. Revelation is what I call the missing element. It's an element that is missing in so many of our lives. Paul is talking to the saints and he's saying, look, you're saved. And by the way, this issue of revelation is not, I'm not talking about some spooky, spiritual kind of thing that's only good for Sundays and only good for prayer meetings and only good for intercession. I want to talk to you about how the Holy Spirit can be so practical, how the Holy Spirit can open your eyes in ways you never dreamed possible. For example, let me just give you a few. Since I'm never going to finish this message anyway, I may as well just wander a little bit. So you're a married man, and the Holy Spirit is giving you eyes to see into what's going on in your marriage, what's going on in your wife's heart, why she's reacting in certain ways, why she feels certain things. The Lord is opening your eyes and showing you that. How many think that's pretty useful stuff? Or you're in the marketplace, you're out in the world of finance, or you're in the world of your occupation and your vocation, and God is showing you, he's speaking things to you, he's revealing things that nobody else can see. And he's showing you opportunities in the marketplace, and he's showing you what's happening with maybe a competitor. If you're a person of revelation, that could be useful, don't you think? Or if you're facing an illness or a situation that is just a painful thing, and it's not budging and it's not moving, and you don't know what's happening, and God starts to give you information to guide you in your prayer, so that you can zero in on the issue that's holding up that blessing from coming forth, and suddenly you're healed, or the person you're praying for is healed, and things start happening, or you're praying for your child who's got a behavior problem, and you know the doctors don't know what's going on, and God starts to reveal to you what's happening and how you can manage and respond. How many think that's the kind of stuff that we need? We need God's power in every area of our life, not just our prayer meetings. Not just our Holy Spirit altar calls. And we need that all the time. So what Paul is praying for is exceedingly precious to every one of us and could really change the quality of our life. It may not make every problem go away. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It may not make every problem go away, but if we had insight, if we could see what God wants us to see, then maybe the unhappy factor in us, because you know what? When my life isn't working, I'm not happy. When I'm confused, I'm not happy. When I'm in pain and there doesn't seem to be a reason for it, I'm not happy. But when God gives me insight, suddenly I don't say to myself, I must be cursed. God must hate me. He doesn't love me. He loves everybody else, but he doesn't love me. I'm not living that way anymore. Now I'm saying, okay, I get it. I'm seeing more and more of what God wants me to see, and I'm not discouraged. I'm pastor.
I see what other people don't see yet. And I'm not giving up on my faith. And I'm not giving up on the promise. I believe what I'm on to here, and I'm going to prove it. I believe I'm going to be right. See, and that's where you live with adventure. That's where you live with excitement in life, and you start pursuing things that God has for you. Okay, so Paul is praying for the Ephesians. He says that he wants their eyes opened. And by the way, did you know that you have spiritual eyes? So when you were born, unless you had a birth defect, you had eyes and you had ears. But when you were born again, when you came to Christ and you gave your heart to the Lord, he gave you spiritual eyes. Well, what are spiritual eyes? Spiritual eyes are the things that your inner person is able to get information with. You're able to see things on the inside with your spiritual eyes. It's what helps you to see what other people are blind to. I don't want to be blind. I want my eyes to be, when I look at a kid or when I pray with someone or I minister to an audience or I counsel someone or I talk to my wife, I don't want to be blind. Like, I don't know what's going on here. I want to be like, I see this. I see what's happening here. And I see how God can come in and I see what he wants to do. I want to have my eyes opened. I want to live as a person of revelation. Now, what would happen if our spiritual eyes were opened the way Paul prayed they would be? Well, he says very simply in verse 18, we'd understand the hope of our calling. He says we'd understand the riches of the glory of the inheritance that we have in Christ. That all sounds pretty good to me. And we would understand the exceeding greatness of his power. So suddenly we're not powerless in life. We're not up against life just without any kind of tools or levers or buttons. Suddenly we have some things to go to. We can go to God's power. We can go to prayer. And we can begin to interact with our experience in life and begin to exert the power of God into darkness and oppression and problems and pain. We start to exert God's power and move in God's power. But all of that takes place when our eyes get opened. So we're going to be praying today along with Paul. We're going to be praying, all right, Lord, give me some of that eye-opening stuff. Because right now I'm pretty confused about my marriage, and this teenage girl of mine is about to drive me crazy, and I don't know whether to arrest her or hug her. I just don't know. How many parents can relate? Don't raise your hand. All right. How does this come? How do we get our eyes open? How God reveals things to us by the Holy Spirit. Now, in our church, we're going to honor the Holy Spirit. And I pray that you will live in a way that is very honoring to the Holy Spirit, that you will open your life to the Holy Spirit. Not just on Sunday, that I pray that you'll go to work and you'll go to school, honoring the Holy Spirit, aware of his presence and inviting him to prompt you and to lead you and to guide you. The Holy Spirit is ready and willing to open your eyes. And he's so close to you. He'll give you that insight that you need in life. Look at an amazing passage of Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Again, this is Paul. He's a long-winder, okay? But let's follow what he's saying. The Scriptures say, what God has planned for people who love him is what? Remember, Pastor, the things that God has for you are things that most people can't see. It's more than you've seen. It's more than most people ever see. God has things you cannot imagine, and he has it right there. It's right in front of you. We go on. It has never even entered our minds. Because God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. We can't even begin to imagine what God is planning for us. In fact, fact, there are blessings that God has for you today, right here, that you haven't even dreamed of. And you're trying to pull on God and say, God, give me this. Do this. And that's okay. But what about the stuff you haven't even thought of? Because maybe some of the reason why he hasn't done what you're telling him to do over here, like you can command him and tell him, maybe some of the reason why he hasn't been all that cooperative on this is because he's got some of this over here. God's Spirit has shown you everything. God's Spirit. Where do we get revelation from? God's Spirit. God's Spirit has shown you everything. His Spirit finds out everything. Even when it is deep in the mind of God, and God has given us his Spirit, that's why we don't think the same way that the people of this world think. Jesus didn't think the way people thought. He knew what they thought, but he didn't think that way. And Pasteur didn't think that way, and you don't think the way blind people think. There are some people that, unless you can prove it to them, they say, well, prove it to me, and then I'll believe. Maybe some of you have said that before. Maybe that was your whole life's philosophy. And when we say that to God, by the way, you don't get to say to God what the rules are. You don't set the terms of life. Oh, God, let me tell you. You prove it to me, and then I'll believe you. And God just laughs. Ha, 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 ha. That's a good one. Now let me tell you how it's going to go down. I'm the author of the universe, and here's how it works. You might want to write this down. First, you believe it. Because I said it. And then you see it. Well, I don't like those terms. Tough. You don't get to set the terms. So if you want to enter into God's power, he says, you give me your faith. You give me your heart. You take the step. And then I'll work out the details. God is always looking for faith. And the reason why a lot of us don't experience more of his power in our lives, and I believe me, I'm speaking about myself, is I get chicken and I'm so cautious, or I wanna have it in writing, or I want it all. And God says, just look, Pasteur, you believe it's real, step out on it. Because here's the deal. I am betting everything that I have on a few simple thoughts. And I can't prove any of it. I am betting everything that I have that there is a loving God. I am betting everything that I have that he has a son named Jesus Christ who died for my sins. And he's not dead anymore, but he's alive. I'm betting, and don't look at me like I'm crazy, because you're betting on something. Every person in this room is betting on something. What I'm betting on is that the gospel is true, that God is love, that God has a plan, and not only am I putting my heart into it, I'm putting my life and my career and my time, and I'm teaching my children to do the same, and I'm teaching my grandchildren to do the same, and I'm teaching you to do the same. I believe this so passionately, but I cannot prove it. I could make some powerful arguments, and I've had some wonderful experiences, but at the end of the day, I just believe there are certain things that are invisible that are real. And I'm betting my life on it. My question for you is, are you ready to step out on what you believe? Because if you're ready to step out in faith on certain things prompted by the Holy Spirit, if it is the Holy Spirit that is revealing the things that God has for you, you grab it and say, all right, that's what I want. And maybe my family will laugh at me, and maybe nobody at work, or maybe nobody down in the bowling league will understand what I'm talking about. But for me, I'm ready to put my life in it. And that's called faith. Everybody say faith. Faith. So we see and we recognize these blessings that God has. His Spirit finds out everything what is deep in the mind of God. That's why we don't think the same way the people of this world think. That's also why we can recognize the blessings that God has given to us. So you got pain in your life, you lost your job, your marriage broke down, you're going through a hard time. And you say, man, I must be cursed. I must be cursed. But you're just looking at it with the natural eye. You're just reading your circumstance, but you're not you haven't opened your spiritual eyes. When you open your spiritual eyes, you go, okay, yes, I have this, I have this, I have, but then I have all of this here. I have God's great love. I have his great promises. I'm on my way to heaven. God does answer prayer, and all things do work together for good. And this part I don't understand, but I get this, and I'm putting my life on this part, and I'm not cursed. Actually, I'm super blessed. I might be fat. I might be broke. I might have no rhythm. But I am blessed, and I am not going to own that I'm cursed. And that's where I start to experience God's power. That's where my head comes up, and I think I can face my life and whatever's going on, and I get a little strength in me, and I go, you know what? Maybe I'm not defeated here. Maybe this is going to turn out just right. Maybe God is on the throne. I'm putting my life on that. I'm going to keep going for God. I'm not turning around. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to tell myself I'm cursed. I'm going to believe God in the hard times, because I'll tell you this about faith. It's not for the easy times. Your faith is made for the hard times. Your faith and that whole eye-opening process is built for times that don't make sense. But you still see something that nobody else is seeing. You see the faithfulness of God. You see the love of God, so you don't quit. Does anybody understand what I'm talking about? You might need revelation. You might need revelation to understand this message. Okay, real quick, I'm not going to finish this message. The whole other side of your handout, here's how you can get the blanks filled in on that one. Pray for revelation. Pray for revelation. Maybe I'll finish this message the next time I speak. But here's a couple of things I want to say. We get revelation from the Holy Spirit, and we get revelation from the Scripture. This is why in our church we encourage everybody to read their Bibles often. Read your Bible. Because the Bible says all Scripture is given by an inspiration of God. It comes from God. So in other words, it's our rule book. It's our guidebook for living. How does God want me to live? How does he want me to be married? All those things you can find in the Scripture. And as you're seeking God, then the Holy Spirit comes alongside in another dimension called the prophetic dimension, which is the next scripture. 2 Peter 1:21, talk about prophecy has never been a product of human initiative, but it comes when men and women are moved to speak on behalf of God through the Holy Spirit. Now, in two Sundays from today, we're going to have a beautiful service, a very special service. We're ordaining 5 pastors. We are going to have prophetic presbytery for, I think, 6 or 8 of our Bible school graduates who have completed our mentoring program. You're going to see prophetic ministry here on a Sunday morning. And you'll see it often in our church. We believe the Holy Spirit speaks through prophecy. And he gives us revelation through that prophetic dimension. And we don't ever believe that it contradicts what is written in God's word. But we believe it fills in some blanks, and it helps to bring a now word, and it aligns perfectly with Scripture. So we are a Holy Spirit church. We're a prophetic church. We believe that God speaks prophetically, and that it is through the Holy Spirit in Scripture and in prophecy and in many other ways. We could talk about dreams, and we could talk about visions and all the languages of the Holy Spirit that he speaks. The point is this: God wants our eyes to be opened. He wants to give us information that will show us the blessings that belong to us in Christ. And we have a choice. We can be people that fold our arms and say, well, I don't see it, so I won't believe it. Or we can pray and we can say, Holy Spirit, I ask you to open my eyes and show me, teach me what I need to see about my marriage, about my family, about my future, my ministry. Teach me to see things about what the enemy might be trying to do and what you're trying to do and how I need to obey you and to respond in light of this hidden world. Because at the end of the day, you're being called upon to be pastor. You don't want to be a Pharisee. You want to be a person that, even if other people don't see it, you see it. And you believe it. And one day, you'll be proven right. Because you stayed to your stuff. It was based on the revelation of the Holy Spirit. How many of you want revelation? If you do, then I want you to stand, please. Please stand with me. The worship team's going to come. Our service is going to be over in about 8 minutes. And for the next few minutes, I would like to pray with you. And I would like you to worship the Lord and just experience a little refreshing from the Holy Spirit. We love to worship because when we worship, we experience God. It's not just singing a song, but it's just actually dipping into the river of His Spirit and taking a drink. I want you just to bow your heads. I know in this room there are people that have really, you would say, I'm just confused in life right now. I'm not on track. I don't know what God wants for me. I don't feel like it's connecting. I'm a little lost. I'm a little confused, and I want God to speak to me, and I want God to guide me, and I want Him to open my eyes. Just with your heads bowed, if that's you, just lift a hand and get my attention because I want to pray for you. If that's you, it's just not going right now. I don't know. I need more information from God. All right, I'm going to pray for you in just a minute. Go ahead and put your hands down. There are other people in this room that you're not even sure about whether or not you're saved. You're not sure if you're on your way to heaven or hell. You don't have an assurance about your eternal life. And you're now at the point where you want to say, I need Jesus in my life. I need to be saved. I need to give my life to Christ. If that's you, would you raise your hand? Just get my attention. Heads are bowed, but just God bless you. God bless you. Over there, God bless you. I see you. Thank you. Put your hands up just another moment. Thank you. Now I'm going to pray for you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for every person that lifted their hand. I pray for all of us, Lord. I pray for those that are confused. I pray for those that are doing fine. And I pray especially, Lord, for the people in this room that need a special touch to be saved, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I ask, Lord, that you would supernaturally help them. Draw them, Lord, to exactly the right place. And Father, I pray that today will be the beginning of something fresh and wonderful in their lives. Hallelujah. Now just look at me. The prayer teams are going to come here, and Pastor Nicole and Whitney are going to lead us for a minute of worship. If you need a touch from God, just as we're worshiping the Lord, the prayer teams are going to be here. If you would like someone to pray with you, you can just come on forward. That'd be just fine as we worship the Lord. If you raised your hand and waved at me, I would like to meet you. If you're a person that you've never given your heart to the Lord, would you just come and say hello to me, and I want to introduce you to a couple of pastors, and this won't take very long. As we worship the Lord, just come out of your seat if that's you, and let's sing. Whitney, let's worship for a few minutes.
And God, you are greater, greater.
Hallelujah.
There's no one like our God. You alone are worthy, God, you are greater.
Keep singing. And if you need prayer, you can come forward at this time. Greater.
Greater. There's no one like our God. You alone are worthy. God, you are greater. Greater. There's no one like our King. All the earth is singing.
Come on, lift your hands.
You are,
Jesus, you are greater. Sing it.
God, you are greater. You are.
I see it, Lord. I see your greatness.
God, you are greater. You are. You are.
Now I'm going to ask you to say a prayer with me. If you raise your hand, if you didn't raise your hand, but you know you need Christ, you know that you need your eyes open, we're all going to say a prayer. And right where you are, whether you've come forward or not, the Holy Spirit's going to touch you. Let's say this prayer together out loud. Everyone hearing my voice, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. I believe you're opening my eyes to see you and your great love for me. Lord, teach me to believe you when times are tough. Empower me to live in true revelation and blessing every day. In Christ's name, amen. Now the people are here at the front, and if you need prayer, and if you raise your hand, you want to say hello to me, I would love to meet you. Right now I'm going to ask you to do one thing. Lift your hand so that I can bless you. I have the power to bless you, not because I'm anybody special, but because the blesser lives on the inside of me. And so I have spiritual authority to just speak life over you, and I do that now in Christ's name. Lord, I speak the blessing of grace. I speak the blessing of peace. I speak the blessing of renewed joy, the joy of living to rise up, to bubble up within every one of your people, that purpose and hope and peace and faith will fill our experience, and that our eyes of our understanding will be enlightened by the Holy Spirit each and every day. From this day forward, Lord, bless your people and cause your face to shine on them wherever they go and whatever they do in Christ's name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. I love each and every one of you. Can we give the Lord a hand clap this morning for his goodness? It's the best part of my week for us to be together, so thank you for coming. If you need prayer, come and join us here and take a minute, greet one another. You are dismissed.
We pray today's message ministered to you. If you want to accept Jesus into your life, we'd like to help you get started on your walk with him. You may reach Gateway City Church at 408-281-7900. If we can help you in any way, please call today. One of our pastors is ready to assist you. Again, the number for Gateway City Church is 408-281-7900. Thank you for listening. If you are ever in the San Jose area, please join us and find out what so many have already discovered. Gateway City Church really is an exciting church that loves life, loves people, and loves God.